This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Innal hamdalillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina may yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa may yudlil fala hadiya la. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Dear brother and sister in Islam, I'm your brother in Islam, Hussein Yi Al-Qadim from Malaysia. Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have given us guidance, who have bestowed upon us all the rizqi, the bounties, and inshallah, may Allah make our family a happy family. Now, today we are going to share with you about Izzah. About where is our Izzah? Now, maybe you are not familiar with this term Izzah. But when you talk about Izzah, I am going to share with you what Allah talk about Izzah. Not what I say, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about Izzah. If you open the Holy Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verses from 26. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah remind us about what is Izzah. قُلْ لَهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْقِ تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِئُ مُلْكَ مِنْ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزَّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلَّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. The meaning of this ayah, Allah is telling us, He is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that the Prophet will convey it to us. Say, O Prophet Muhammad, to all mankind, that means he wants the Prophet Muhammad to inform all of us, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, that Allah is the King of all kings. He is the owner, the creator. Everything belongs to Him. All the kingdom belong to Him. None of us own anything. We are just trustees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah said, He gave kingdom, authority, to whomever He please. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَنْ تَشَاءُ. And He will take it back from whoever He like. Now Allah is telling us that we don't have anything. We have no power. We have no kingdom. We have no authority. But it's He who give it to us. Allah have shown us, the Muslim, the Prophet, they have nothing when they were in Makkah. But because they are faithful to Allah, do what Allah wants them to do, Allah give them victory after victory. From minority, they become majority. From nobody, they become somebody. Why? It's because when Allah gives them power, authority, they do not misuse the authority. They use whatever authority they have to please Allah, to serve Allah, to uphold the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah keep on blessing them with the kingdom that Allah have given them. For one solid 1,000 years of Muslim was in power because they uphold the teaching of Allah that is in this book, Al-Quran. But what happened today, a lot of Muslims who Allah give you the authority, who give you the kingdom, you misuse the authority. When you misuse the authority of Allah, that Allah entrusts you, there will come a time Allah will take it back. This is the thing that we are worried. We do not want this thing to happen to our Muslim leader. We want Allah to bless them. We want Allah to guide them. We want Allah to help them. But if they do not help themselves, the little authority that Allah have given us, we misuse the authority. We tend to make things that Allah said haram into halal. In the time of the Prophet and the companion, all Prophet was sent by Allah to do what? Not to fight for a kingdom, but to spread the word of Allah. But alhamdulillah, at the end of the day, Allah gave them the kingdom. Allah make them become leaders because they are just leaders. They are fair leaders. To the extent that people who do not believe in Islam prefer to live under the guidance of the Muslim ruler, because they know that the Muslim ruler are very fair and just to everybody, because they don't misuse their power. That's why Allah bless them more and more. But today, we have seen a lot of things happening in the Muslim country. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them the authority and power, they misuse it. Now the danger of misusing the authority and power that Allah have given you is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Number one, we are talking izzah first. If you misuse the power of Allah, in the same time, you realize that it's a mistake, you repent, and you try your level best to come back to the way that Allah wants you to do, I mean to be just, to uphold the Sharia of Allah. What is haram is haram. What is halal, you make it very clear. Allah will honor you. Izzah means honor. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah honor whoever honor his religion. Allah honor whoever that have amanah. Because authority is an amanah. Leadership is an amanah. Now if you make use of your leadership and the power that Allah gives you to please Allah, to serve Allah, to be just, to be kind, to uphold the Sharia of Allah, inshallah, Allah is going to bless you, honor you, love you, and the people also will honor you and respect you and love you. You have no fear that what is going to happen to me after 5 years or 10 years. When Allah gives them the authority and power, they misuse it. But if they are wise, if they use the authority and power that Allah have given them to please Allah, to obey Allah's command, Allah will give them izzah. That's where our izzah. The izzah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from people, not even from the nation. But it's from Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah said, I will give honor. Izzah means honor. Respect for those who uphold the Sharia of Allah, the religion of Allah, the truth, justice. This is very important. Now there's nothing for us to lose as Muslim leader. If you follow what Allah wants you to do, and the way the Prophet wants you to do, inshallah, Allah will make people love you. Because when you try to do something to please Allah, when Allah loves you, Allah will open the heart of everybody to love you. And there is nothing for you to fear that you will lose power one day. Because as long as you survive, inshallah, you will have the power. You will be the leader. But if you want to please human, you try to do what human want you to do, what people like you to do, even to go against Allah, Allah warn you. What Allah say? وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. When you do not uphold the teaching of Islam, and you are trying to please human more than Allah now, Allah say, I will humiliate you. Allah said, وَتُزِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. He humiliate whoever he please. Why? Because you have proved to Allah you fail to be his khalifa, to be his leader. Allah is the one who gives us the power. You forget. You thought that the power was given from somebody. Even in the election, you see the people vote you, but it's Allah who let this happen. You must remember what the Prophet always say to us. If something happened at the end of the day, you must say, Qadrallahu wa ma sha'a fa'al. Allah the more powerful, the most powerful, do whatever He like, whatever He please. Now Allah is the one at the end of the day who decide who will be the leader, who is the winner. But when you got the authority, try to use your authority and power to please Allah. And if you uphold the teaching of Islam, you will never regret. There's nothing for you to fear. Even after you die, people will still love and honor you. People love and honor and give you izzah while you are alive, and so you get the izzah after you die. Like what the prophets and the companion have received from Allah. From none they become somebody, from nobody become somebody, from having no authority they become the caretaker of the Haramain, until Rome and Persia fall to the Muslim hand. Into the Muslim hand, because the Muslim uphold justice. Now, remember, all brothers and sisters, izzah, honor, yeah, come from Allah. If you honor Allah's sharia, Allah's rule, Allah will honor you. When Allah honor you, nobody can humiliate you. But if Allah humiliate you, who can honor you? Wherever you go, people will talk bad about you. People will humiliate you. People look down upon you. Look at our Prophet. He's the best example. Even when this verse was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his time, there are people who are very envy, especially the Jew in Medina. They say, look at this man, he's crazy. He don't even have anything. He don't even own Medina yet. Now he's talking about Rome and Persia, because Allah showed to the Prophet that all this kingdom will fall into the hand of the Muslim. Because Allah know that the coming Khalifa, especially Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, he is going to expand the kingdom of Allah on this earth. He is going to Persia, going to Rome, and it's true. History has proven that in the time of Umar, these two great kingdoms, the superpower at the time, fall in the hand of the Muslim Khalifa. And all the people are so happy that they are under the Muslim ruler, because they know the Muslim Khalifa is a very just and fair Khalifa. So fellow brother and sister in Islam, always remember, izzah belong to Allah. Now when you talk about authority, you are not talking about a country only, but it also goes back to a household. In the house, who have the authority? The husband. So if you want the children, your wife, to honor, to respect you, not only when you are alive, even after you die, you make sure that you respect and honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by obeying what Allah wants you to do and follow the way of the Prophet. Then inshallah, you never regret. Your friend, your family will respect you highly and honor you even you are no more with them. This area is an area that a lot of Muslims are not aware of. When Allah gives you some authority, suddenly you forget that this comes from Allah. You thought that, no, it's my own doing. No, it's not your own doing. You try, being a human, but it's Allah who granted you. So when Allah gives it to you, be thankful to Him. How do you show you the thanks to Allah? By making use of the authority to please Him, not to please human. By pleasing Allah, you will have the izzah. When you have the izzah, Allah will bless you. Whatever authority He gave it to you, He will make sure that you will stay in authority until the time for you to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when you do something for Allah, there's nothing for you to fear, nothing for you to worry. Because you don't have any hidden agenda, you're here to please Allah. You just act as a khalifa to Allah fil ard. As a servant of Allah, here to serve the people, to serve the nation. But if you do not please Allah, and you want to find izzah from otherwhere else, you can do that. But at the end of the day, you know what's going to happen to you. There are so many leaders have failed, and at the end of the day, Nobody remember them. Nobody want to even talk about them. Even they are dead. They are 6 feet under now. Still people talk about them. They are not talking a good thing about them. They are talking how bad they are. No, we don't want this kind of thing to happen to our leader. We love our leader. We are not here to encourage anybody to do anything against our leader. If you find our leader is not so good, please help them, advise them, or at least pray for them. Because we are not supposed to look into every weak point of a person and you start to come and bang on them and pass judgment on them. Because nobody is perfect. Either we or other people, nobody is perfect. So we try our best to help each other. But what I'm trying to say here, we hope that everybody who was given by Allah the little authority or power, please make use of the power to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make use of the authority to uphold justice. Insha'Allah, if you do it in the right way, just to please Allah, you will never regret and Allah will never fail us. What is important in our life at the end of the day? Because sooner or later, whether you are rich or poor, you have authority or not, whether you're a leader or you're just a normal citizen, we are going to die. And who is that to reward whatever we do? Only Allah. So if you do it to please Allah, Allah, one, He gives you izzah, and one, He loves you, He honors you. He is not going to love you and honor you only in this world. Like what the Prophet and the companion, even they are dead now, for thousands of years, everybody talk good about them. We talk so great about Abu Bakr, Omar, Osman, Ali. Why? Because Allah give them izzah. Because they do for the sake of Allah, they please Allah, they fear nobody except Allah. Now Allah is happy with them. Every Muslim know about them. Every Muslim study about their history. But you look into the other leaders. Do we talk about them after some time? We forget about them. We don't even want to recall them. So I personally call upon all fellow brothers, sisters in Islam, wherever you are. Whoever you are, if you are given an authority, a trust from Allah, make sure you use the authority to please Allah so that you receive the izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just an example as a husband, if you are not fair with your wife, you think your wife will talk good about you? When you are alive, they may backbite you. After you die, they don't even want to call you anymore. They don't want to recall about your life with them anymore. But if you are a kind husband, you are a loving husband, you are a kind and loving father, your children, your wife will miss you a lot. And the people around you also will miss you a lot. And they will always talk the goodness of what you are, and they will always pray for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people who have the izzah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And make us have the izzah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing. Because sometimes when Allah wants to destroy somebody, He can give you more and more. Istijrat. That means the more He's giving you is not because He loves you, because He wants to punish you. Because you are just too bad. And maybe people know how bad, people do not know how bad you are, but Allah knows. Because Allah, the Almighty, He created us. You cannot hide from Allah, you cannot lie to Allah, you cannot cheat, but you can lie to people. So, inshallah, if all of us try our level best to please Allah, to serve Him, to try our best to do what Allah wants us to do, I promise you, brother, it's not me myself promise. I promise you with the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is going to love us. And I, inshallah, will try my best to promote peace and also to encourage fellow Muslim to honor and respect and help the Muslim leader wherever they are. Because there is our duty as Muslim scholar, as Muslim talib ilm, the student of knowledge, to promote peace and to teach people to help all the Muslims who are in authority, but not to destroy them, to help them and build up a strong nation. Because this is very important. Because if we are not doing that, we will fail our leader. It's like what happened in the time of Ali radiallahu anhu. Some of the people came to him and said and complained, "Ya Ali, why there's so much problem in your time under your leadership? And why you don't have that kind of problem in the time of Abu Bakr, Umar or Osman?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Ali a lot of wisdom. One of the wisdom, Ali said, لِكُلِّ مَقَالْ مَقَالْ وَلِكُلِّ مَقَالْ مَقَالْ. Every place there is a word, and every word there is a place to apply. Now this guy said to Ali like, "No, he is not a good leader." Then Ali answered, "You know why in the time of Abu Bakr or Omar and Osman, the leadership was so good? Because the people at that time is like me, who is very obedient, very loyal, and very patient to the leader. I'm always there to help them. Not to judge them, not to criticize them, not to sabotage them. But in my time, there's so much problem. Because the people in my time is just like you, the one who questioned Sayyidina Ali karamallahu wajha." Now what do you learn from this? Of course we do not deny that from time to time we also have a lot of bad followers. People who are not loyal to us. People who like to betray us, sabotage us. But now who can protect us from all this kind of problem? It's only Allah. So if all of us go back to Allah and try to gain the izzah back from Allah, then there's nothing to worry. If people try to destroy us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. Even if Allah will allow it to happen, Allah knows best. But at the end of the day, people will remember the goodness of our leadership. People will appreciate it. People will miss us. And people will remember us in His prayer. And this is the thing that we really need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want people to remember us in a good time and also when we are having a bad time. And Allah has promised us, He said, تُعِزُّ مَن تَشَاءُ وَتُزِلُّ مَن تَشَاءُ بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرُ إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And it's in the hand of Allah all the goodness. Allah said, everything belongs to Him and all the goodness also is in the hand of Allah. So He is the only one who can give to whom He please. So why not we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I personally think that it's time for us to please Allah. We have been trying to please human from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. At the end of the day, you know, still people are not happy with us. But if we please Allah, inshallah, one, Allah is happy with us, He loves us, He honors us, He will make sure other people also will love us and honor us. This is what we are asking from all the brother and sister to try their best, to do what you must do as a Muslim ummah. If you are not a leader, then you must try to help your leader. If you are a leader, we hope that you also don't forget to learn from the people below you. You must remember, you are not there without the people here, without the people below you. Who appoint you to be a leader is the people. But when you are up there, don't forget the people who is down here, who have appointed you, have support you. So this is very important. It's like the Sahaba and the Prophet, you see. Even their leader, Khalifa, great Khalifa, you see how they live. How humble they are. Sometimes at night, they will travel by themselves with some helper to watch what is happening in the community, to see whether there is problem, there is trouble or not. They themselves take the initiative to move around at night, to survey the environment. But of course, it's not easy for leaders today to do that. I don't think we are that humble enough, or we have the courage to do that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, He's not just going to bless you alone. He's going to bless your family, your parents, your children, all will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then even you are not with them anymore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send good people to be close to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send people who will love them like how you love them, and will also take care of them. Now that is the special nikmat from Allah. Like what Allah said, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Whenever you are thankful to what Allah has given you, the authority, the leadership, and you try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah is going to add more nikmat and more blessing upon you. So there's nothing for you to lose. Please, and we will never forget to pray for our Muslim leader. May Allah strengthen their iman, and may Allah open their heart, and may Allah guide them so that they will guide us with the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not following their desire and not following what people want them to do. But may Allah make our leader who fear Allah, who love Allah, and who always try their best to uphold the Islamic law that belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amin ya rabbil alamin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wal akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.